Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, July 8th. I hope you had a great 4th of July weekend. You'll be interested to know, 527 years ago, today in 1497, in his first voyage, Vasco da Gama sailed from Lisbon, Portugal, with a fleet of 4 vessels. He ultimately opened a sea route from Western Europe to Asia by way of the Cape of Good Hope, ushering in a new era in world history. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day, with a high near 90 and calm wind of 6 mph. Tonight, it will be cloudy with a low around 73. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Monday will be at 7:45 a.m., with a low tide just before 2 p.m. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday has a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., with a high near 91. There's a chance of showers and thunderstorms Wednesday afternoon, and showers are likely Wednesday night. There's also chance of showers throughout Thursday and Thursday night, with a high near 86. And Friday also has a chance of showers, with a high near 88. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Sunner Tunnel connecting East Boston to downtown will close for 1 month. Construction started over the weekend. This is the second closure since last year. Transportation Secretary Monica Tibbetts-Nutt emphasized, this is a vitally important infrastructure project. Work on the tunnel's ceiling, roadway, walls, and lighting aims to increase safety and climate resiliency. The Massachusetts Department of Transportation will implement detours, noise suppression, and dust control measures. The Blue Line will be free, and fares on the Newburyport and Rockport commuter rail will be reduced. The tunnel will also close on various weekends through mid-November. Yikes. Now on to sports. Caitlin Clark, the rookie guard for the Indiana Fever, achieved the first triple-double by a WNBA rookie during Indiana's 83-78 victory over the New York Liberty. Clark secured her 10th rebound around the 7-minute mark of the fourth quarter, finishing with 19 points, 13 assists, and 12 rebounds. This milestone, reached in her 22nd game, also marked the first triple-double in Fever history. Clark praised her teammates' contributions and expressed joy over ending the Fever's 9-game losing streak to New York. This win featured a remarkable comeback, outscoring the Liberty 28-12 in the final 8 minutes of the game. In local sports, the Sox, playing in the Bronx, beat the Yankees 3-0. And tonight, Major League Baseball is taking the day off. The Red Sox are back at it on Tuesday night at Fenway Park for Game 1 of a 3-game series against the A's. In top news, several top House Democrats have urged President Joe Biden to step aside from the 2024 campaign. This came during a Sunday call with House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, who aimed to gauge the sentiment after Biden's poor debate performance. Concerns were raised about the potential damage to the Democratic ticket and its impact on regaining the House majority. Representatives Mark Takeno, Adam Smith, Jim Himes, Joe Morrell, Jerry Nadler, and Susan Wild opposed Biden's nomination. Jeffries remains neutral, allowing members to voice their opinions. Vice President Kamala Harris was suggested as a potential nominee. In business news, Paramount Global has agreed to merge with David Ellison's Skydance Media, moving the transaction closer to completion. This deal involves Skydance buying Sherry Redstone's National Amusements, Paramount's controlling shareholder, for approximately $1.75 billion. The merger will integrate Paramount, which owns CBS, Nickelodeon, and MTV, with Skydance's production company, animation studio, and gaming division. This agreement, approved by a special committee of Paramount global directors, signals the end of the Redstone family's control over Paramount. The official announcement of the transactions could come as early as tonight, according to sources. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $56,000. Ethereum is $2,900. And Solana is $132. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Drinking on a plane has unique effects on your body. While a drink might seem relaxing, it could worsen your in-flight experience. New research shows that alcohol compounds high-altitude effects, straining the cardiovascular system, reducing blood oxygen levels, and impairing sleep quality. Why not just avoid drinking it in a situation that is already stressful for the body? Experts advise limiting alcohol consumption, pairing it with food, and staying hydrated. Remember, even moderate drinking can disrupt sleep and heighten anxiety during flights. And in entertainment news, a first peek at Brad Pitt's new movie, titled F1, reveals fast cars and dangerous driving. Filmed at actual Grand Prix events, F1 promises thrilling feats of driving and glorious speed, rather than a critical view of the multi-billion dollar industry. Directed by Joseph Kosinski and produced by Jerry Bruckheimer, the film features Pitt as a retired racer and Damson Idris as an up-and-coming driver, both trained by Formula One legend Lewis Hamilton. Despite Apple's backing, the movie is set for a theatrical release on June 25, 2025, internationally, and June 27th in North America. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from Canadian activist Jack Layton. And he said, "My friends, love is better than anger. Hope is better than fear. And optimism is better than despair. So let us be loving, hopeful, and optimistic. And we'll change the world." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.